Hey, Book Katov.
בוקר טוב.
אני שומעת? לא שומעת? למה לא?
הלו? היי.
עכשיו אני שומעת.
בוקר טוב.
בוקר אור, מה שלומך?
ברוך השם, מה שלומכם אתם?
ברוך השם, הודו לשם כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. אני מרגישה שאני מבריאה, ברוך השם.
יופי.
עכשיו, איפה? שלום. שלום. אוקיי, גרייט. בסדר גמור. אוקיי, we're waiting for Dahlia and Shalom to answer. Right, I'll just get to fill out in the meantime.
Dahlia might not... I'm not sure, Leia, do you know if this is Gavriel's operation, if it's today or?
I don't know.
He's having it today?
Hello.
Hi, Shalom.
Hi, Shalom.
Okay,
it's sometime soon, so I don't know. We should definitely keep trying her, but I don't know if she's around today.
Oh, my gosh, okay. We should definitely daven for him then. Let's dedicate the shiur for him, no matter what. All right, I'm just opening the tefillah. Should we just send her an SMS?
Can do that.
Okay, let's wait for you.
Go ahead with the tefillah. I'll do it afterwards.
All right, one second. Just need to blow my nose. Sorry. I don't know about you guys, but it's jolly cold up in Spain. Right. Okay. Ribon ha'olamim v'adonai ha'donim Av ha'aman v'aslichot Modim anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'le'avotenu B'kida b'shtachavaya Shekevavtonu l'toratcha u'levadotcha avodat ha'kodesh U'natat lanu chelek b'sodot t'ratecha k'dosha Ma'anu u'mechayenu Asher esiti imanu chesed gadol kazeh על כן אנחנו מפעילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך, וכן יהיו רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכונן את לבבינו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, תפתח לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולימודנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כסא כבודך קורח ניחוח, תציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, ושיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גלית דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל ניכשל בדברים אלו, ובזכותם תראה עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיני ואביט הנפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני תן חוכמה מפי דעת ותבונה. יהיו לו רצון עם רפי, והגיעו לי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי.
אמן.
כני רצון. Right. Let's do it. Let's learn for רפואה שלמה. של גבריאל בן דליה.
אמן.
סוזן, did you manage to send her an SMS?
Writing it now.
אני שלחתי לה וילון, וילון.
אוקיי.
What did you say, Leia?
שאלתי אותה אם היא לומדת איתנו היום, ואין תשובה.
אוקיי, בסדר, אז... ניסינו להתקשר, וזהו, היא כנראה מאוד עסוקה. בסדר גמור. We are in... where are we? Anybody remember? Oh dear, I ought to mark my book and I don't. I'm so sorry. Anybody got a spot?
Well, I think we're in the little book We're on page Lamed Tet, which is the long of Lamed Bet.
Oh, yes, I've got it. I did mark the spot. I just didn't see my spot.
Okay.
Where it says, Lachen Omer Harav.
Yes, exactly.
I have it. Okay, thank you, Susan. Yes, I had my spot. I just didn't see it. Very good.
דליה כותבת שהיא בבית חולים באפולה עם גבריאל, והיא מנסה לשמוע בטלפון שלה. היא מנסה לשמוע את השיעור בטלפון.
באמת? רגע. אז קודם כל, let me just check its recording for her, just in case. Yeah, it is. And היא רוצה לשמוע, הנה. If I answer that, it'll put the call on hold. No, I don't want to do that then. That won't do any good. Let me add her in. That's much better.
Yes.
So add people. Dahlia, add. No, she's trying to call, but if I answer her call, then it'll just stop everybody else. Let's see if I can call her that way. I don't know why it's doing that.
I think you have to call her to invite her to join the
but she can't hear it because she's trying to call me.
Yeah.
Why don't you put us on hold and answer her and tell her to hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, we could do that. All right, maximum. Okay, all right, call failed. Shucks. Add. Tanya. Oh. Call again. All right, well, if she tries again, that's what I'll do. I'll put our call on hold. Okay. All right. I didn't know to do that. I'm going to learn something new every time. Okay, Leah, את רוצה לקרוא בשבילנו? תקראי קודם את למד בית למעלה.
Okay. ונקבעו היטב. סוד האור מקיף דאדם קדמון שלגודלו אין קץ ותכלית. אמנם אין הכוונה שאור אינסוף ברוך הוא ממלא את כל המציאות הוא עצמו בבחינת אור מקיף לאדם קדמון. אלא הכוונה היא שבעת שנעשה זיווג דהקאה על המלכות דראש אדם קדמון, אשר אינסוף היכה במסך אשר שם, שפירושו שרצה להתלבש בבחינה ד' דאדם קדמון כמו מטרם הצמצום, אלא המסך שבמלכות דראש אדם קדמון היכה בו, שפירושו שעיכב עליו מלהתפשט בבחינה ד' והחזירו לאחוריו, שבאמת האור החוזר הזה שיצא על ידי החזרת האור לאחוריו, נעשה גם כן בחינת כלים להלבשת האור העליון כנ"ל. אמנם יש הפרש גדול מאוד בין קבלת הבחינה ד' שמטרם הצמצום, ובין קבלת האור החוזר שלאחר הצמצום. שהרי לא ילביש, אלא בחינת קו דק בראש וסוף כנל, אשר כל זה פעל המסך בסיבת הקעתו על אור העליון, הנה זה השיעור שנדחה מאדם קדמון בסיבת המסך, כלומר, כל אותו השיעור שאור העליון מאין סוף ברוך הוא רצה להתלבש בבחינה ד', לולא המסך שעיכב עליו, הוא הנעשה לאור מקיף מסביב האדם קדמון. והטעם הוא, כי אין שינוי והיעדר ברוחני, וכיוון שאור אינסוף נמשך לאדם הקדמון להתלבש בבחינה ד', הרי זה צריך להתקיים כן, לכן אף על פי שאתה עיכב עליו המסך והחזירו לאחוריו, עם כל זה אין זה סותר להמשכת אינסוף חס וחלילה, אלא עד רבה הוא מקיים אותו, רק באופן אחר, והיינו על ידי ריבוי הזיווגים בחמש עולמות אדם קדמון, ואצילות בריאה יצירה ועשייה עד לגמר התיקון שתהיה בחינה ד' מתוקנת על ידיהם בכל שלמותה ואז אין סוף יתלבש בה כבתחילה הרי שלא נעשה שום שינוי והיעדר על ידי הקעת המסך באור העליון וזה סוד מה שכתוב בזוהר אין סוף לא נחית ייחודי עלה עד היהיבנן לבת זוגי ובינתיים, כלומר עד הזמן ההוא, נבחן שאור אינסוף הזה נעשה לאור מקיף. שפירושו, שעומד להתלבש בו לאחר מכן. ואתה הוא מסבב ומאיר עליו רק מבחוץ בהערה מסוימת. שערה זו מסגלתו להתפשט באותם החוקים הראויים להביאו לקבל האור מקיף הזה, בשיעור שאין סוף ברוך הוא נמשך אליו בתחילה.
יופי, מצוין, תודה רבה. אני מנסה כל הזמן לקרוא לדליה, אבל איכשהו היא לא קולטת את זה. אז אולי פשוט, אולי נשלח לה שוב פעם אס-אמס, להגיד לה שאני מנסה להתקשר איתה, לצרף אותה לקבוצה. אולי היא צריכה לעשות משהו בפלאפון, אני לא יודעת.
שלחתי לה הודעה כזאת, אבל יכול, הרבה פעמים בבית חולים אין קליטה.
אין קליטה, right.
אוקיי. Anyhow, I'm recording it for her, and I'll send her the recording afterwards.
Oh, here, Dahlia just sent us an SMS on Skype. It says that she can't connect, and she asks if you'll tape the class. So I'll send her a note saying, yes, you're taping it. Is that?
Yeah, thanks. Are you? Yeah, I've been trying, yeah. I was trying all the time that Leia was reading to connect with her, and I just couldn't. All right, yeah. Okay, very good. Wonderful. Beseder. So now, where we're going to begin is where it says, Lachen Omer HaRav. Okay, and it's the last paragraph before it says, Shepe Wusho Shikev Alav Milut Pashet Bekhina Dalad. Can everybody see that?
Yeah.
It's after that bit with the brackets. It's in the Or Shalom. And the small book, it's on the first column at the bottom of the page. Okay, anybody not got it?
לכן אומר הרב דעת תרם שנפלו הנצל.
כן, זה המקום. את רוצה לקרוא? להמשיך?
לכן אומר הרב, דע, תרם שנאצלו הנאצלים ונבראו הנבראים, היה אור עליון ממלא את כל המציאות, ולא היה לו ראש ולא סוף, אלא הכל היה אור אחד פשוט. כאשר רצה להוציא לאור שלמות פעולותיו, צמצם את עצמו. פעולותיו נקרא מה שפעל להיטיב לנבראיו, ושלמות הפעולה היא שלא יהיה בה נעמה דחסופה. לכן התחתון צמצם את עצמו. וזה תמוע. הלא אין שם תחתון. שהרי אדם הראשון שנקרא תחתון נברא רק לבסוף. אלא שהעליון פעל כל זאת בכדי שהתחתון ילך לפי דרך זו, בכדי שהתחתון ינצח במלחמה. מלחמה נקראת זיווג דהקאה. מדוע? היות ובמלחמה כל אחד ואחד רוצה לשלוט ולכן נלחמים. וגם כאן הוא כך. רצונו להטיב לנבריו רוצה לשלוט על התחתון, בכדי שיקבל את כל האור כפי שעלה במחשבה. אבל התחתון רוצה בהשתוות הצורה, וזוהי הקאה. ואחר כך נעשית ביניהם פשרה המכונה זיווג. להמשיך?
כן.
וזה גם עניין מלחמת היצר. היינו, מה שאדם רואה מתחשק לו לקבל, ומצד שני זה הרי עלול להזיק לו. ומי יכול לנצח? זה שיודע את גודל הרע העלול לצמוח מקבלה זו. וזהו שאמרו חז"ל, אין אדם חוטא אלא אם כן נכנסה בו רוח שטות. נשאלת השאלה, חכם לא מסוגל לחטוא? תשובה, חז"ל אמרו, איזהו חכם הרואה את הנולד. היינו, החכם שיכול לראות את גודל ההזק והרע שיצמחו מקבלה זו בעתיד, למרות שבהווה מרגיש טוב. הוא מסוגל לנצח במלחמה זו. וזהו בגשמיות שהשכר והעונש מגולים. אבל ברוחניות שאין השכר והעונש מגולים, מה תעזור לחכם חוכמתו? הלא אינו רואה שום הזק שיעכב אותו מלהשתמש ברצון לקבל. לכן ברוחניות המלחמה יותר קשה.
This is an amazing piece.
Whoa.
It's an amazing piece. It tells you everything, this piece. It's worth learning the whole of the Petichah just for this piece. I'm absolutely not joking. Therefore, the Rav says, the Ari. When he says the Rav in the Or Shalom, he's referring to the Ari HaKadosh. Okay? The Ari HaKadosh says, no. That, now, before and after, we know means cause and effect. Okay? So we're going to translate it as cause and effect, even though the words mean before and after. Know that the cause of the created beings, that the created beings came forth, and the created beings came forth. Now, what's the difference between Ne'etzal and V'nivra? Anybody? They're two different words. They have to mean different things. Okay? And there is a difference, but there's no difference in English. Does anybody know the difference? We might never have learnt it. Ne'etzal means that the light and the vessel come forth together. Okay? The or v'kli ba'im b'yachad. A'kli b'tocha, or b'tocha kli ba'im b'yachad. Nivra means empty vessels. The word bri'ah refers to empty vessels. Levar me'amadrega. Okay? So, here we have the whole formation, the cause of the created beings coming forth is the highest light, which fills all reality. And they come forth first as light and vessels together, and then they develop into Nivra'u HaNivra'im, okay? Empty vessels. All right, and all that is in the first four words, five words. Okay, Kob Seda.
Can gam or and sofu netzal.
No. Oh, ein sof lo netzal. Oh. כן, במובן מסוים הוא נאצל, כן. נכון, כי הוא יוצא מעצמותו. נכון, לאה, נכון. צודקת, יפה. אוקיי, דע, טרם שנאצלו הנאצלים ונבראו הנבראים, היה אור עליון ממלא את כל המציאות. The highest light filled all reality. Like the cause of the coming forth of the vessels, first filled with light and then without light, was the highest light which filled all reality. And it didn't have a beginning and it didn't have an end. But it was one simple light. Kasher ratza lotzi l'or, shleimut pulotav tzimtzem et atzmo. And when he wanted to bring forth the perfection of his works, he contracted himself. Okay? Pulotav, his works, Nikraim are designated, Ma shepa'al lehitiv lenivraav, what he worked in order to give benefit to the created beings. Ushleimut ha'pu'ulahi, and the perfection of this work is shelo yeba nahama d'ksufa, that should not have the bread of shame. Now, what is the origin of the bread of shame? Why does somebody who's receiving without giving feel shame?
Because the branch wants to be like the root.
Well done, Susan. Yishakach gadol me'od. Because every branch wants to be like its root. Exactly. Exactly. Well done. Absolutely. Shaloye Banahamad Ksufa, because even though it was perfectly okay for the vessel to be receiving, because it ain sof lo hayalo rosh for lo hayalo sof. Who shmo echad, in total affinity of form. Nevertheless, every branch wants to be like its root. Yishakach gadol. Okay, lachen. To stop the nehamet ksufa, lachen atachton tzimtzem et atzmo. Okay, the tzimtzum originates with the malchut. Okay, which is also part of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, because Hu Ushmo Echad. They're not two. They're not sheyesh li or v'yesh li malchut v'malchut oseh mashu levad. Lo, hem echad, ve'echad ze echad. No, it's a bilti efshuri litfos et zedach agav. So they are one. Okay, nevertheless, the aspect which tzimtzem et atzmo is the malchut, the tachton, tzimtzem et atzmo. And he says, v'zeh tamua. One minute, he says, that's surprising. How can that be? Halo ein sham tachton. There isn't any lower aspect. So Adam HaRishon, shenikra tachton, nivra rak levasof, because Adam HaRishon, who's designated as the lower one, was only created at the end. So Adam HaRishon, he's called the Tachton, because he's the Hitgashmut of the Tachton. Okay? Now, Adam HaRishon, he's not talking about Adam HaRishon in the Garden of Eden. He's talking about Adam HaRishon after the Garden of Eden. Because only then was he Mushlam. Rav Ashlag teaches us in the Haktamah Lepanim Me'irot U'Masbirot that the Shleimut of Adam HaRishon happens after the Cheta Eitz Hadaat. Because only then is he a Kli Mat'im La'avodah. Heavens above. Okay? So this is the Tachton, Shnikra Tachton Nivra Rak Levasof, that the lower one was created only for the at the end. Ela, Sha'elyon Pa'al Kol Zot, Bechdesh Tachton Yelech Lefi Derech Zo. But the High One created all these stages, all this whole Tzimtzum, Achrei Tzimtzum, Achrei Tzimtzum, Achrei Tzimtzum, in order so that the lower one will go according to this way. In order that the lower one will win the battle. I have to say, machshavotav la machshavoteinu. Mamash, mamash. I can't, you know, it is so hard to understand this when the Kabbalah was so hidden for generations. And we have to understand that that was meant to be, but how are people meant to have known all these generations how to do all this? But the Torah and Mitzvot, I guess, in the way of Emunah, actually had enough in it. And it's only our generation, which is so lacking in Emunah, that we need more. Rav Ashlag writes this also. He says, only when the Mashiach will come in two circumstances, only when the generation is complete tzaddikim, or when the generation is total rasha'im. When the generation has a face like a dog. I rather think, unfortunately, that's us. Oh, shucks, as they say. So anyhow, so the Tachton, so the Elyon, pa'al all this in order so that the Tachton will go according to this way. B'chdei sh'tachton yinatzech b'melchama, And that is to enable the lower one to win the battle. Milchama nikret zivug tahaka'a. The milchama is designated as the zivug tahaka'a. There's no translation for that. Madua. Why? Hayot b'milchama kol echad rotze lishlok. Kol echad ve'echad rotze lishlok. Because in the war, every side wants to win. And therefore, they are fighting. And it's the same issue here. Ritzono leitiv l'nivra'av rotze lishlot al ha'tachton. The will to give pleasure to the created beings wants to govern the lower one. B'chdei shekabel kol ha'or k'fi sha'alav ha'machshava. In order that he should receive all the light as he envisaged it. Aval ha'tachton rotze b'hishtavut ha'tzura. But the lower one wants hishtavut ha'tzura. V'zoi ha'ka'a. And so they have a hit. They're hitting each other. Each one wants to win. And after that, they make the compromise, which is called zivug. And this is also the issue of the milchamet hayetzer. A person, what he sees, he wants to receive. And on the other hand, it can damage him. And who's going to win? The person who knows the greatness of the evil which can, which is liable to spring forth from such receipt. And this is what the sages said. A person only sins if a ruach shtut comes into him. And the question is asked, a wise man is not able to sin? And the answer is, the sages have said, who is wise? One who can foresee the future, who can foresee what's going to come about from you know, what's going to be as a consequence, what's going to be born. In other words, a wise man is one who's able to see the greatness of the damage and the evil which will spring forth from such receiving in the future. Despite the fact that in the present he feels good, he's able to win this battle. And this is in the material world aspect, that the reward and in the physical world, where the reward and the punishment are obvious. But in spirituality, the reward and the punishment are not revealed. So how is the wisdom going to help the wise man? Because he cannot see any damage that is going to prevent him from using his will to receive. And what faculties he got to use? Faith. Only with faith. Faith in the chokhmat Chachamim, emunat b'chachamim. That's the only thing that can save him at this point. Emunah b'shem, emunah b'Torah, emunah b'chokhmat chachamim. Okay, that is the only thing that can save him from using his will to receive. And therefore, in spirituality, the battle is harder. Anybody want to say anything?
Contrast spirituality and Gashmiut. Does that mean, what does that mean? It means when we use our will when we refrain from using our will to receive in the domain of spirituality, we refrain from receiving the Or de Chochmah, as opposed to refraining from receiving the chocolate cake?
I didn't quite catch the question, Susan. Can you say it again?
Is it the nature of what we're turning away? Is it the nature of what we're not allowing ourselves to receive? That's what makes the difference between Gashmiut and Rukhniyut?
I don't know. I was thinking it in very, very, very simple terms, actually. I mean, you know, Gashmiut, you know, if you don't fill in your income tax form, you're going to get clobbered by the income tax people. Even though you don't want to fill in your income tax form, you have to fill in your income tax form. If you don't, you know, just very simple things, you know, in that sense, the reward and the punishment are obvious.
It's like what happened to me yesterday is that we went out for pizza late in the evening.
Yes.
And we both knew that going out for pizza late in the evening was going to could cause us problems. And sure, it did. We didn't sleep very well, et cetera, and so forth. So but we wanted the pizza. So even though we knew the possible bad results, we did it anyway.
I see.
Whereas I wanted the pizza so much that I didn't say a bracha before and didn't say a bracha afterwards, and nothing happened. What do I know? That would be, I think, an example of Baruch Aniyut, where we don't see the result of not saying the bracha.
That's immediately. But those are Gashmi, that's still something we're doing in the world of Gashmiut, not saying the bracha.
Yeah, of course, we can't do anything but in the world of Gashmiut. This is where we are, but whether we're working on the Mishor HaRuchani or Mishor HaGashmi, in terms of seeing the results of what we do. We saw the results of eating pizza late at night right away.
Right.
Don't see the results of not saying a bracha, because that's in Ruchaniyut, and we don't see the results of it until later on, maybe.
It's actually a wonderful thing if we are able to see the results of failing to do a mitzvah or doing an avera. That's like fabulous, because
that would
then,
be wonderful. Yes,
then we really get it.
That's why he says it's more difficult in Ruchaniyut, because we don't see the results immediately.
Shalom, I have to say, I think those are brilliant examples. Thank you. Yeah, that's very simple, very brilliant examples. I mean, like, if you eat pizza late at night, then I personally get terrible heartburn as a consequence in the middle of the night. So that's the physical thing. If I don't say the bracha beforehand, I don't know if I did anything or I didn't do anything. Because I can't see it.
Yeah,
it's a very beautiful example, very straightforward. Thank you very much. I think that's fine.
And it really happened last night. That's why I had the example.
I hope you feel good today, at least.
Well, a little bit better now, but not quite yet. I still got a headache.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Very nice. Very good example indeed. Oh, Hodul Hashem. Well, that's a very good example. And I guess that, you know, in one of the introductions, and I forget which introduction it is, but it's either, I think it must be the Hakdamah for Talmud Eser Sfirot. But I'm not certain which one it's in. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Rav Ashlag writes that he... Or it might be in the Hakdamah of Sefer Zohar, actually. That Rav Ashlag writes about how people have turned away, the necessity of learning Kabbalah because of the lack of faith in the Emunat Chachamim. And I think this is what's happened. You know, from the time of the Haskalah onwards, in the development of Judaism, there became more and more and more a lack of emunah, a basic lack of emunah, in emunah chachamim. And until it's, you know, reached an unbelievable level, and therefore we need the wisdom of the Kabbalah and this generation desperately to help us come back. It's just an amazing development that's happened. So all these seder of the of the Elyon. And we read that in that piece that Rav Ashlag wrote about how a person can look into the books of Kabbalah and see the Seder of how the whole thing developed and how he got to where he got to. And this is the Seder for which a person needs to come back. And this is the wisdom that Adam HaRishon was given in Gan Eden. He was able to hasig kol ha-gomim shelo, all these steps from the Ein Sof downwards. He was able to access all this, these steps, so that he would know how to correct himself and be able to teach his descendants. Beautiful. There's a very beautiful letter that Rav Baruch Ashlag writes about why does the Ruach Shtut come into a person in the first place? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't remember which letter it is, but if I was to ask Yigal, he would be able to tell me, because it's one of his favourite ones. I think it's Nun something, I can't remember. And anyhow, the issue of the Ruach Shtut is a very powerful issue. Why does the Ruach Shtut come into a person in the first place? What's the Ruach Shtut about? And it's because we neglected to do a positive mitzvah that we had the opportunity to do. We're opening the gateway for the Ruach Shtut. So the Schar Mitzvah is mitzvah, and the Schar Vira is avira. What, sorry, Leah?
Evanti, lama machnis the Ruach Shtut?
בגלל שלא עשינו את המצווה החיובית שהיה לנו הזדמנות לעשות והחמצנו אותו. זאת אומרת, זה בכוונה, זאת אומרת, לא שרציתי לעשות וניסיתי לעשות ופשוט נמנע ממני, זה לא. אבל אם היה לי אפשרות לעשות מצווה ופשוט סיבבתי לו את הגב, אז זה פותח את הפתח לרוח שטות. I can't remember, אם אני יכולה למצוא לכם את המכתב הזה, זה מכתב מאוד 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 עוזר בעניין הזה. אני צריכה פשוט לשאול את יגאל את העניין הזה, כי הוא מכיר את כל זה, וזה אחד המכתבים האהובים שלו. לגבי המכתבים על ידי, אני מסתכל שנייה, אני אקשה את זה, I think it's נון וו, רק שנייה. יכול להיות שזה אני בסדר גמור, זה מכתב מאוד חשוב על עניין הזה. אני אשאל אותו. כן, 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 הנה, נון זיין. מצאתי אותו. וואו, איזה יופי. עכשיו,
איזה ספר זה? סליחה.
אוקיי, זה ספר שנקרא ברכת שלום, וזה ספר מכתבים של הבעל הסוד, של הרב ברוך אשלג, אבל יש לי אפשר למצוא את זה באינטרנט. אם רוצים לקחת את הרגע, אולי אפשר לקרוא את זה עכשיו. רגע, בואו נראה אם הורדתי את זה. יכול להיות שיש לי את זה על המחשב, אז אני אשלח את זה באימייל. שנייה. קבלה דאונלוד. כן. Igorot. Michtavei Perkat Shalom, that's it. Yeah, okay, I've got them. I think that's it. Let me just, I can just send it to you now. Hold on. I'll just find it. Where did we get it? Which one is it? What did we say? We said Nun something. Mem Nun Samach. Oh, here we go.
Michtav Nun Zayin Amal.
Zayin. Let's check it. Nun Bav. Nun Zayin. Let's see if it bedvash elatcha. Okay, it's Nun Chet in this edition. Beseder Gamur. Okay, I'm going to copy it. And I'm going to send it to you on the email.
Email or by SMS?
I can actually send it on the yeah, we can send it on the, let's see if it works.
No, it's better by email because it goes faster.
It's better by email, right, okay. All right, email. Where's my emails? Here it is. Now then. Oh, I need to buy it. Okay. All right, here we go. Now, Control C, Control V. Right, okay, that's it. Now I just have to put in your email addresses. Susan, Andy, Dahlia, Shalom. Mikhtav, send. Okay, shooting across the internet.
Get it.
Okay. Tell me when you got it.
Not yet.
Ah, there it is. I got it. Thank you.
Super.
Got it. Technology works. Got it.
Okay. Lead Kibalt.
I got your way. Okay. No. לא. לא, אני לא רואה. לא, לא קיבלתי.
Did you send it? You sent it to Andy's email, but Leah has her own email.
Leah, you got your own לא. Email.
Okay. אני יכולה לקבל את זה בטלפון. כן.
מה האימייל שלך? What's Leah's email?
Leah H. 1-2-W.
L-E-A-H. 1-2-W. Walla.
W. Walla.
Okay. Okay, I've got that one. So, right, 1 second. Michtav. Okay. Put it there. Control V. Send. Okay. It's shooting across the internet for you, my love.
Thank you.
Right. No, I sent it to Andy. Sorry. Okay.
No. Not yet. No.
At Kibalt?
No.
Okay.
I'll forward you mine.
Thank you.
Second, let's send it here then. And I sent it on the messages on the Skype. Okay, shalachti lach etzeh b'Skype gam.
Kibalti b'Skype, bo nireh.
Okay, and be instant messages.
Yofi.
Oh, Yofi, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Lichvod Yididai. Kidva Sheilatcha Binyan En Adam Over Avera Ela Im Nichnas Baruch Shtut. שהמשמעות הוא שבלי עבור שטות לא היה עושה את העבירה. אם כן, למה היא נכנסה בו? הלא עדיין לא עשה שום עבירה. ומהו הגורם שתכנס רוח השטות? ואם היא כבר נכנסה, מהו השם בזה? הלא כבר אין הבחירה בידו כי הרוח שטות ההיא הגומרת לזה. Regarding your question, in the issue of a person only transgresses a sin if the ruach shtut of a spirit of stupidity is coming to him. The meaning is that without the ruach shtut, he would not have done the sin. And if that's the case, why does the ruach shtut come into him after all he hasn't sinned yet? And what's the cause that the ruach shtut comes in the first place? And if it's already come in, then why is he to blame? Because he hasn't got any choice left, because the Ruach Shtut is the one that's causing this. And the issue is, Chazal amru, ha'ayin ro'eh v'alev chomed. Haynu, ha'ri'iyah goremet l'chet. V'inyan ri'iyah, inyano hu bein ri'iyat einayim b'dva yisur, o b'ri'iyah sikhlit, Hainu machshava zara. And the issue is that the sages have said that the eye sees and the heart desires. It is the seeing which causes the sin. And the issue of the seeing, its issue is the same, whether he sees something with his eyes and he looks at something forbidden, or he sees something intellectually, in other words, he has a wrong thought. הנה חזל אמרו, הנאה הבאה לו לאדם בעל כוחו וכו', לא אפשר ולא מכוון כולי עומא לא פליגי דשרי וכו'. And but the sages have said, a person in which a enjoyment comes to him when he is compelled, etc., and he could not go another way, everybody's agreed, without exception, that he's okay. And if you remember, we learnt this, not Shalom, but we learnt this about a person who goes via a temple of Avodah Zorah, and it's the only way for him to get to his destination. He's got no other pathway to get there. And so as he passes by, without, you know, intending it, he sniffs the incense, okay? So everybody says in that situation he's not to blame. וזה ידוע שעל הראייה ועל המחשבה אין בידו לשלוט. And it's known that on thought a person doesn't have any governance. לכן בזמן הראייה אין החטא נגמר עדיין, אלא אחר כך כשהלב חומד אז מתחיל החטא. Therefore, when a person just thinks something, he has not yet committed the sin, but it's subsequent when his heart desires, then he commits the sin. והיות שהייתה לו ראייה לחטא, אז הוא היה מחויב תקף לעשות תשובה על הראייה, בכדי שלא תביאו לידי חנדה. And the moment that he's got the thought about the sin, then he has to straight away do tshuva on the thought, in order that he should not come into the hands of desire. ואז עדיין הייתה בידו הבחירה, כי עדיין לא חטא. And at that stage, he still got choice because he hasn't yet sinned. ואם לא נתעורר תקף לשוב על האונס שנקרא ראייה, אז האונס גורם לחנדה, הנקרא שוגג. But if he doesn't awaken straight away to do tshuva on the thought, which is called on the compulsion, which is called thought, then the honest, then he becomes compelled, and that causes the desire, and he crashes shogeg, and at that point he's called a shogeg. But if he doesn't do tshuva on the shogeg, that is on the desire, then he comes to the day mezid. Then he comes to actual doing it in practice, acting it out, and then he's a mezid. V'im adam lo asa tshuva l'riya, tekef l'acha ha'riya nichneset bo ruach hashdut. And if a person didn't do tshuva on the ri'iya, then straight away after the thought comes in the ruach shtut. V'umitam tikkun. And this is actually as a way of tikkun. Ki bo ba'et she'no yodeh lishmo et atzmo losot tshuva l'machshava, nimtza shu pogem b'kavod shamayim. Because at that moment when he doesn't know to guard himself from doing tshuva on the thought, we find that he's pogem, he's making a defect in the kavod shamayim. V'nikra zeh b'chinat yodea ribonu u'makaven limrod bo. He knows his master, but he still intends to rebel against him. K'amachshava mukhachat lavo lidei chinda. Because he has the thought, it has to come into the hands of desire. V'az hu tikkun gadol shenichneset bo ruach hashdut, ben hu margish b'gadlut Hashem. And then there's a great tikkun that the ruach shdut came into him, and he doesn't feel the greatness of God. V'ruach hachochma shaita bo mistaleket mimenu. And the spirit of wisdom which he had within him leaves him. And then, in that case, he's not actually causing such a defect in the Gadlut Hashem, because he doesn't, at that point, any longer feel God. וזה פירוש, אין אדם עובר עבירה, אלא אם כן נכנס ברוח שטות. And בעת החית. And this is the explanation that a person only does a transgression if the ruach shtut comes into him. שזה מלמדנו שאדם צריך לדעת כי כל החשבונות שהוא עושה בעת החית, הגם שהוא חושב שהחשבונות שלו מלאים חוכמה, אז אמרו לנו חזל, שאדם ידע שכל, היינו כל חשבונותיו עושה הרוח שטות. ועכשיו הפועלת ולא רוח החוכמה. היא כי כבר הסתלקה ממנו, אפילו שהוא תמיד חכם ובעל מעשים טובים. ועל זה נאמר, צדקת הצדיק לא תצילנו ביום פשעו. And this is the inner meaning of, a person when he does a transgression, does not do a transgression unless the ruach shtut comes into him. And to teach us, that a person needs to know that all the cheshbonot that he does whilst he's actually sinning, even though he thinks that they're also very clever, then the sages tell him a man should know that all these cheshbonot, there's the ruach shtut doing it. Because now that's poeling, that's working, and not the ruach chokmah, because that's already left him. Even though he's a tamid chacham and a master of good deeds. And on this is said, its righteousness of the righteous man will not save him on the day of his transgression. Lachen elo az litchakem. Therefore, he shouldn't get clever. Elikabel alav ol machut shamayim lamana meyadat. He needs to receive the yoke of the kingdom of heaven above knowledge. Shakavana hi shivatel et dato, that he should cancel his opinion, umachshavto, and his thought, mikol v'chol. Completely. And he should do repentance. And only then can he make true accounting regarding to mitzvot and regarding to avirot. שאדם צריך להיזהר לעשות המצווה בזמן שהיא קלה עליו, מלשון קלון וביזיון. וגם שבזמן החטא המצווה היא כמו דבר קל בלשום חשיבות, אל יאמר אם כן מה לי לעשות אותן עכשיו. הלא בין כך ובין כך אין שום חשיבות למעלה עם העשיות שלו. כי בשלמה, בזמן שהיו אצלו המצוות במצב חמורה, היינו שעל ידי זה שהייתה לו יראת שמיים, היה מרגיש את חומר של אווירה וחומר של מצווה, היינו שהיה מרגיש בחינת יתרון וכבוד, אז הוא היה מבין שכדאי לעשות בתורה המצוות. מה שאין כן עכשיו, שהמצוות אצלו בבחינת קלה, אם כן לא כדאי להיות זהיר כל כך. And this is what they said, be as careful with the mitzvah kala as with a harsh mitzvah or a serious mitzvah, because you don't know the reward of the mitzvah. And the issue is that a person needs to be careful to do the mitzvah when it's kind of like, you know, not kala love, but melashon kalon ubizayon, when he doesn't reckon it. That's what he means, when it's, he doesn't reckon it as anything. Even though at the time of the sin, the mitzvah seems to him like something which isn't worth reckoning, he should not say, why should I be doing it now? He should, because at that point, there is no importance above with my, because at this point, there's no importance. Why should I do this now? Because in any case, there's no importance above with what I do. Because in practice, when the mitzvot are with him in a state of, like, he feels serious about them, because he's got Yirat Shamayim, and he feels the seriousness of the sin and the seriousness of the mitzvah, that is, he feels, you know, the importance of them, and he feels the kavod, then he understands that it's worthwhile to do Torah mitzvot. Whereas now, when the mitzvot seem to him like, you know, something not worth doing, it's hard for him to be careful about them. And on this, the sages said, "V'alze amur she'en adam yodeh me'ezem matzav yesh nachat ruach lamala." Zot omer im nagid lefum tzara igra nimtza shebezman shatorah mitzvot etzel v'chinat kalon u'bizayon, אז יש לו הגיעה יותר גדולה בכדי לקיימן. ומשום זה יכול להיות שמהמצב הזה יש למעלה יותר נחת רוח. אם כן, האדם צריך להיות זהיר לקיימן. השם יעזור לנו שנקיים תורה המצוות מתוך הרחבה. אמן, כן ירצון. And on this the sage said that a person should know in which that he doesn't, the person doesn't know which situation has got more nachat ruach above. That is to say that on every time we take trouble, we do something, we find that it is actually at the time when the Torah mitzvot are not reckoned by us, on the kalon v'bizayon, like something despised by us. And then he's got more labor to fulfill them. And this could well be that this situation gives more nachat ruach above. And so therefore, at that point, a person needs to be careful to fulfill them. May God help us fulfill Torah mitzvot from a place of relief and ease. Amen. Rav Baruch Sholom Halevi Ashlag, the son of Admor Bal Sulam, Zecher Tzadik Ukadosh Livracha. Amen.
Amen. Can you answer? מה רשם כדי להגיע למאמר הזה באינטרנט?
הוא אומר פה, בתוך האור השלום, אומר, וזה שאומר, מי יכול לנצח? זה שיודע את גודל הרע עלול לצמוך מקבל הזאת. וזה שאומר חז"ל, אין אדם חוטא אלא אם כן נכנסה בו רק שטות. אוקיי? Okay. So the question is, why should the רוח שטות come into him in the first place? למה נכנסה בו רוח השטות? מאיפה זה בא הרוח שטות הזאת?
He gives an answer, which is fabulous.
I know. It's an amazing answer.
It's really helpful.
It certainly is. It's a very, very, very helpful article, and I think God sent it to me today, because I think I did do a Rosh Tut. I did do a Chet yesterday, and I need to let Akenitza today. Oh dear.
Ay, herido.
Oy vey.
ידידה, מאיפה זה? מאתר של אור הסולם?
לא, 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 לצערי, אני חושבת שזה מבני ברוך. אני לא, זה לא מאתר, אני באמת לא יודעת, אני לא זוכרת עכשיו. כיוון שזה אצלי כבר, בדאונלוד, נדמה לי שזה צריך להיות מבני ברוך, כי אור הסולם, אני לא חושבת שהם הוציאו עדיין את איגרותיו של בעל, של הרב ברוך. אני מסתכלת, ספריית תלמידי בעל הסולם, אני מסתכלת מה יש להם שם. או, יש פעמים, יש להם כבר משהו. חגים. הקדמות וחגים. לא, אין להם. אוקיי, אין להם בינתיים. בטוח שזה יגיע באיזשהו שלב, הם עושים עבודה פנטסטי שם. אבל לא, בינתיים אין, אין לא. זה, כנראה זה מהאתר של בני ברוך. אבל בדרך כלל, עברית שלהם, החומר בעברית שלהם הוא בסדר. קצת פה ושם יש שינויים, אבל לא, לא משמעותיים. אני לא מצאתי שיש בעיות ממש בעברית שלהם. באנגלית שלהם זה, 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 זה קטסטרופה. אבל בעברית שלהם זה נראה לי בסדר. אני קראתי מהספר, ואתם קראתם מהטקסט, מה ששלחתי, נכון? זה התאים, נכון? היה התאמה?
הייתה מילה אחת, ציטוט של פסוק שזה היה שונה.
בסדר, אז זה באופן עקרוני, זה בסדר. כן, אני אנסה, רגע, אם אתם רוצים את כל הקובץ, אני יכולה לשלוח לך את הקובץ.
תודה.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say goodbye, because I
okay,
have to
right.
run.
Okay, right, I'm going to have to go too, but I'll send you all, actually, I'll send you all the whole file. Okay, I had to do it
Thank
quickly.
You.
I just sent you the one miktav, but I can send you the whole file. Okay, I'll do that now before I forget. Okay,
Shabbat
no
shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Bye bye.
Shalom. Great. See you tomorrow, Susan.
Okay. Bye.